Okay, who wants to bring us in?
Will already volunteered.
He did, yeah.
All right, well, we are coming at you live, 97.5 The Squirt.
Woo! Someone hit a random button.
Is there a button?
Oh. Yeah.
That was bad.
No, that's it. We've done it.
We had too much ASMR with the intro that we then had to throw in reverse ASMR at some point.
Yeah, I didn't mind that at all.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast.
Woo! Woo! At least ours, because we pay for it.
We are back with the B team, who is going to be holding down the Golden God while the A team does whatever it is they're doing. Maybe fighting a Kraken, maybe fighting Luther Harkin. Maybe just jumping off to fight Nagash. Who knows? Not us. They jumped off the side of the ship, and that's all we know. So, you guys, we are picking up. You are preparing for battle with Harkin's fleet. Luckily, you've got Aranessa, who's pretty good at this. She's kind of been calling the shots. She did commandeer all of your dwarves to help man the cannons on the... What is it? It's
where they belong.
Yeah, they're on the swordfish, helping keep the cannons go.
I'm sorry, are you elfish?
Am I elfish? The singular elf Susan has met was fine.
I'm just saying.
Way to out Jurgen like that.
All right, the one and a half elf Susan has met were both fine.
I'm going to say I'm a half elf.
Sorry, the one and two halves elf Susan has met are fine.
But yes, so Aranessa has commandeered your dwarves. The White Wolves of Middenheim have divvied themselves up amongst the fleet to provide like an overarching amount of like undead defense. Luckily, one has stayed behind on the Golden God to help you guys out in the absence of Gregor.
Hi.
Hello. Wanted to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, let's go around, introduce ourselves, and then we'll pick up with things. I am Amber, your DM. We're going to go this way.
I am Dawn, playing Rhea, a fighter.
I'm Tom, playing Lord Eltas Greenwood, a half-elf paladin.
I'm Will, playing Susan, a human cleric.
I'm Nick. I'm playing Gunther, the Knight of the White Wolf, as a paladin.
Nice. Okay, I'm just going to write Gunther down because I didn't know that until right now.
You a dude or you a dwarf?
No, I'm a dude.
You're a dude?
I'm a dude.
All right. Who said anything about genders?
You know.
There's two races, Will.
Dude or dwarf.
Dude or dwarf.
my favorite reality show.
Standing at a towering 5'10".
Nice.
Damn, that is tall for you.
Yeah.
For your characters, rather.
I know, right?
You always play dwarves.
This is escapist fantasy.
I could dream.
Okay. So on that, you guys are aboard the Golden God, keeping watch over the waters. The battle hasn't really started yet, but everyone's kind of in that, like, waiting. Everyone's pretty angsty. Stuff might be happening soon. It's been like 15 minutes of that. So, yeah.
Are we like staring across a piece of open water at the rest of the fleet?
Yeah, everyone's. The ships are kind of beginning to move towards each other, but no one has shot yet.
Okay. Still a good couple miles out or something.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting close to being in range, but I think everyone's just kind of waiting to see what the other people do first.
Load me one of those cannons, dude. Just let me at them.
Okay.
So on the ship, what are you guys up to? Yeah,
Greenwood, you're kind of ranged sometimes, right?
I do have...
You shoot Ulrich Blasts.
I shoot Ulrich Blasts, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that upgrade.
Dude, yeah, it's only for the exclusive rich paladins. Okay, you become a lord of...
I didn't get the battle pass.
If you become a lord of Matorka, you get the... okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm going to cast aid on Rhea, Gunther, and myself, giving it each 15 extra maximum and current hit points.
Thank you.
Which brings Susan up to 101 because she doesn't want to get power word killed again.
That is a good shout. That has happened. Oof. They are worshiping the guy.
What a power move to just open with the ninth level party and be like, yeah, power word kill. Yeah.
They're getting more creative. Power word pain is also in the repertoire.
Well, don't like that either.
It's not good. It's pretty bad.
It's painful.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. So where on the ship are you guys?
I think Greenwood's probably over at the prow, kind of like looking out, arms folded.
Stoic stance.
Yeah. Just, you know, shield slung, hanging out.
Yeah, I'll probably be joining him over on the
Okay.
Hell yeah. Fellow brothers in Ulrich.
If all four of us stand there, do we look as stoic? We're all standing very close to the prow.
Yes.
Heck with stoic. Do we get any bonuses?
Yeah. We're all like nudging each other to try to get more in front.
Yeah. Whoever's like more in front.
As you guys are inching forward, like not against the rail, but like you're about to be, you hear a sound that many of you have never heard before. It is the booming blast of a cannon as the swordfish launches the first shot and the battle begins commencing.
All right.
There are ships. As you watch and you hear this explosion, everyone's like, you see one of Harkin's leading ships, massive hole just straight through it. It begins taking on water instantly and starts going down. Fleeing it, you do notice there are several probably undead, maybe vampires, in the water, swimming some to shore, some to other Harkin ships. A couple of them are making their way towards you.
Hey, Susan, can you bless water?
I think it takes a while to cast ceremony. Sorry.
Shame. That could have been kind of cool.
It'd be like the scene in Castlevania where they bless the whole river.
Yeah, that's what we should have been doing for 15 minutes before we closed in on the other fleet.
I think it's specifically like a vial of water too, though.
Poo.
Yeah, you need to be a little bit higher level. I think maybe like a wish spell could do
that. If we get all the paladins to cast Bless Water,
you could do probably like 5 square feet at a time.
Hey.
Every 15 minutes, 5 square feet?
Yeah.
I like those odds.
Well, the fun thing about holy water, though, is it can't be diluted as long as it's at least 50%. So, like, if you get, like, a little vial and a little smaller vial, and then, like, you just keep... You could make a large amount of holy water.
Okay.
Infinite holy water glitch.
So it's like, yes. It's like a gas that, like, fills to expand its container kind of thing?
It's more of, as long as it is at least, like, 51% holy water, it is all holy water.
Hmm.
At least that is my knowledge.
Discovered a Ponzi scheme.
As a not Catholic who has friends that are Catholic.
Yeah, I didn't.
So if that's wrong, don't at me.
Oh, like yeah. In real life, you mean?
Yeah.
Like for the Catholic Church, huh?
Yeah, okay. That's how it works.
Interesting.
I didn't know any. I guess Ulrich. We don't need to go into that.
Yeah.
I was going to say it goes on the same.
Is Ulrich Catholic?
Holy water is holy water. It would follow the same rules because that makes sense.
You're right.
It is sure. Holy water.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
What's everyone's passive perceptions?
Freaking frick, man.
I believe Susan's is 20.
Okay.
11.
That would be a whopping 13.
Susan, you notice. Wait, you had 11, 13.
Oh, I have 11. He's got 13.
I got 10.
10. Gunther is way more perceptive.
Susan, you start hearing very quiet, but someone is swearing on like the back of the ship.
I go look and see what's going on.
Okay. Are you bringing anyone with you, or is it?
Oh, I will at least point that out to the rest of the group and see if they can hear it then. But
yeah, anyone that wants to make a perception check may do so now that Susan has pointed out that someone is very softly cursing.
That's a 15.
15? Okay. Mm-hmm.
12.
4.
Okay.
I don't know.
Greenwood, you do hear it now, too. Rhea and Gunther, you got no idea what these two are talking about.
What does it sound like? I guess like
someone's just like fuck, 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 fuck. Stop it.
Okay, I'm gonna
stop it.
Like go check it out then.
Okay.
Right behind Susan.
Yeah. Well, you're the Lord. You should go investigate first.
Well, you said you were. Well, okay, fine. You know what? I will.
Okay.
I will flip my cape ceremoniously, turn on a heel, and I don't know, whatever lords do.
I'm just going to keep staring off into the ocean.
Okay. Greenwood, as you make your way, you notice, like, peering up over the top of the ship, you see, like, a set of eyes and then another set of eyes that are a little bit cross-eyed.
I cast Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah.
Is it just a set of eyes, or is there, like, a face with the rest of it?
No, like, there's like, a little head, so you just, like, see this.
Is it, like,
and then another one, like, but the other one's a little bit cross-eyed.
Like an undead head, or...
Looks like a vampire head, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
definitely
like,
casting...
slightly pointed ears.
Yeah, definitely casting Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Nah, I gotta read this again. It's been a while. Not good. That's a big fat 10.
Does not hit.
Okay.
You notice it ducks down, and then like a half second later, the other one like almost gets like pulled down.
Okay. Are they doing anything else, or can I just like throw another one at them? Really?
If you want to throw another one, I don't know how many you get in one, but yeah, if you want to throw another one, if you have multi-attack with them.
I get two. Well, I just rolled two.
Oh, okay.
That's how many you get.
Yeah.
Whatever level.
What was the other one?
You get two blasts at fifth level.
So you got 10 and...
10.
Oh both are 10. Okay, yeah. I will have you roll initiative.
Okay.
Susan, you were also following behind on this, so you also roll initiative. And I guess you guys as well, because I'm sure you will hear the ruckus.
Hey!
Yeah, you hear the...
White wolf!
I got a 12.
I'm still perceiving.
12? Okay.
You're still perceiving the ocean?
I got an 8.
Was it
okay.
Is it initiative?
Yep.
19.
Oh.
Good lord.
You're so reactive.
I either roll high or not at all.
This is how the game is played.
I don't think I've ever passed like a perception.
Why would you
really?
Need to?
I swear to God, I perceive nothing.
Give me IRL.
That's okay.
Sorry, just making notes for these guys so we can get them in.
Relevant. How big is like the deck of the ship?
It's pretty big. So the Golden God is a warship. So it is about 60 feet across and then 120 feet from end to end.
Stem to stern.
Yep.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
It's a big old ship.
It is.
And we're talking like a three-decker?
Top deck, there's a below deck, and then like underneath is just all like storage and ballast and kind of icky. Like no one really goes down there unless they have to.
Cause okay.
There's rats. They're probably not Skaven yet, but with all the, I mean, that's like anyone that gets bored dares a white wolf to go down there and then, you know, you see what they come back with.
Sure. Or if they come back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See what comes back.
Okay.
Never know.
Yeah, right.
Never know.
This guy that's bad at everything is bad at initiative, which is funny.
Oh no, I feel so bad for him.
I have a feeling that Amber had some whimsical characters she was going to make these vampires out of, and we've just ruined it by attacking them.
No, they're still going to be talking the whole time. You think Bartholomew the Third is going to shut up? No.
I mean, with a name like that.
Classic Bardy.
Okay.
I think it goes by Bardo.
First.
Barry.
Is actually one of their companions.
That's just man alive.
So, Greenwood, you are unfortunately the closest, so you're going to have to deal with this.
Shame.
I'm going to need a charisma saving throw from you.
Oh, you're
charisma save. Oh,
a charisma
you're
saving.
Pretty.
Come on, son.
You're pretty. You'll be fine.
And Susan, you're looking at this. You guys are still staring out over.
It's a 19.
A 19. Oh, cool. You feel this horrible coldness overtake your body, and you're like, I don't like this. And you like kind of like clench up, and then you realize like standing like right behind you is this like ethereal, like kind of translucent being.
Well, I don't like that.
You shouldn't like that. It's not great.
What was he like touching me? Is that why I'm getting cold?
You, with all of your knowledge of magic, this is a very common thing with ghosts. You think a ghost just tried to possess you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of icky.
Away from me, Satan.
Gunther, you are up next. You just heard Greenwood yell that and, like, make a little, like, ah, sound. Because it's that cold. And you like cold, so that's saying
I am
something.
A cold man.
Is that, like, within eye side of me, eye line?
Like, they're about, like... 120 feet from you. Because if you guys were at the prow, they're back at the stern.
Yeah, I was at least a little bit behind Greenwood, but like probably like 30 feet at most. Okay. So.
30 feet behind? What?
That's huge.
Okay. Not really.
That's a quarter of the ship.
That's like movement. That's,
you're still back on the poop deck, my man.
That's one turn of movement. That's within guiding bolt range.
Poop sure.
Did an upper deck.
Didn't upper deck. Oh, okay. That would devolve really quickly if we entertained that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just
into the mic, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
I'm going to go towards.
Okay.
Towards him. I have, I think, movement of, actually 40.
40? Okay.
So.
Dashing could get you 80 then, but that would be your action. Unless you have, like, ranged things that you want to do.
I do not.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll dash.
My boy doesn't even have a javelin. Classic White Wolves.
Ranges for cowards.
I got a hammer.
Classic White Wolf.
Yeah. I was busy sharpening it. Before this all started.
Nice.
But yeah, so I'll go 80 feet.
Okay.
In that direction.
Greenwood, you were going to hear from below the little lip. You dare shoot at I, Bartholomew the Third.
Oh,
I am
boy.
The lord of the ship, of the boat, of Harkin. And you shall fear me.
This dude's getting all the hands.
Gonna lay on his hands. Not in a good way.
He is going to run at you. He's gonna jump up onto the ship.
What's the rest of them look like?
So you did see the boarding party that like came over to like do the little parlay, and you know they were very like macaroni. Even more like the amount of frills on this man. You're like, if he fell in the water, he might just sink from the number of frills. He actually does have a powdered wig on.
This guy's so macaroni. He's basically a lasagna.
Yes. Powdered, like white powdered
wrong
face
noodle.
With like a really big, very badly drawn on like mole.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Drawn on. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's like he tried to draw a hair, but it's only what you think it is.
But it looks like a comma.
It just looks like a line. It's like a dot with a line that doesn't even touch it. It's rough.
Nice. All right, cool.
So yeah, he's going to come at you with his rapier, because of course he does. Does a 19 hit?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, that'll be.
Okay. That is 8 points of piercing damage.
Ouch.
He's going to try it again, which is a 14.
Nope.
Okay. And then while you're like parrying that, he is going to try to grapple you. That is a 16.
What am I rolling here?
I think athletics.
No, he's rolling to try to grab you. It's an unarmed strike, so he's trying to like grab you, arm.
Yeah, no, away from me, Satan.
Yes, he has an ability that he makes an unarmed strike to like latch on.
Oh, got it. All right, yes. Yeah, no, okay. Does not meet.
Cool. With that, then, that is our friend Bartholomew the Third's turn.
Friend loosely.
Greenwood, you are up.
All right, cool. So I'm going to take a bonus action to animate my shield. Okay. So that's going to just start floating around.
Nice.
And then I'm going to summon Autumn's End, the packed weapon from Totally Ulrich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to attack this.
There are good gods other than Ulrich. Like, I get that the joke is that it's Ulrich, but, like, it mm-hmm. doesn't have to be Ulrich.
Yeah, but the joke is also that it's Ulrich because that's the closest easiest one to, you know.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to take a swing at Barty Boy.
Okay.
Swing on.
You have those examples to, like, fake off of.
What is that? Six plus. It's going to be a 15.
Does not hit.
All right. Well, I'll take another hit. How's a nat 20 strike you?
Nat 20 will hit.
All right. Cool. So this can be 3d6 plus 5. I'm going to double the dice. Well, that ain't good. It's going to be 25 points of ice damage. Or
okay.
Cold damage, excuse me.
You dare strike me?
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Have at ya, bye.
You aggressed first.
Sorry.
I mean, Greenwood did shoot him first.
I did.
Actually,
I did.
You're right. That's fair.
I did unspoken, just kind of like send one at him.
Yep. Anything else, Greenwood?
We say no to peepers.
No, that's going to be it.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. After Greenwood.
Say no to peepers.
We have Rhea. Rhea, you are up. You are about 120 feet away from all of this at the prow of the ship.
Okay.
But you do turn around and see there is a vampire, like, who is dressed absolutely ridiculously, like, up in Greenwood's business.
Okay. I see this remarkable athlete thing where I can, if I'm doing a running long jump. Oh, if I'm doing a running long jump, I can add plus five to the distance.
Okay.
I've never done a running long jump. How does that work?
Basically,
add five to my motion?
No. So your jumping distance is based on your strength score, and your running distance, you I think you double it. So you then add 100, or you would add 5 feet to your doubled. So you would be, you are able to, with a running jump, jump 15 feet. But that would be, like, using your movement as well.
Well, there's nothing really around me, right?
No, not really. You don't have a chasm to jump over if you don't want.
No, but I mean, if it increases how far I can move.
You'd probably be better dashing.
Okay.
That's more of just if you're trying to clear, like, a chasm or a fire or, like, get to a place.
Okay, I just thought if I could add the... Okay, then I will dash.
Okay, and your movement is...
30.
30, okay.
Halfway there.
Cool. After Rhea. Susan, you are up.
Missed that.
Yeah, Susan will actually just back off a little bit.
Okay.
She's going to head to, like, sort of the center of the ship where she set up her, like, spells and stuff.
Okay.
Also because she is a support caster and should not be grappling vampires.
Or ghosts.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, so she'll move. So that's 20 feet, which gets her... about to the middle.
Okay.
Then she will just Sacred Flame what's his face. So he has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. He's mediocre at those. That is a 24.
24 does succeed, so he ignores the Sacred Flame.
He's not very good.
He just kind of swooshes to the side and his like very freely clothes kind of swoosh with him.
Yep.
Did the ghost give a name?
Sashay.
The ghost does not have a name yet, no.
Okay.
So far, Bartholomew was the talker.
Nameless ghost.
Yeah, yeah, that's it for me, though.
Okay. After you is... how far can that guy move? Appearing, maybe like, up on the ship a little bit, you guys see the probably most horrifying thing you've ever seen. This is a ghost that is just manifesting. It had a rough death. I'm going to need each of you guys to make a wisdom saving throw from just how terrifying this appearing ghost is.
17.
17, okay.
That's a 23.
Okay.
I got an 18.
Okay.
You said saving?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's been a while since I've...
You're good?
Yeah, take your time.
It should be...
I'm sorry, what is it?
Wisdom?
Wisdom. Okay.
Susan, what'd you get again?
18.
Okay.
I have 19.
19, okay. You guys all pass, and you are now immune to these ghosts. Horrifying ability. Like, you kind of, like, you see it.
Oh, okay.
You freak out a little bit internally, and you're like, you know what? I've seen worse. I'm good.
He's already dead.
I was in the Skaven hole. I've seen worse than that.
You really have.
Ugh.
Okay, so that was his whole thing. And then, kind of popping up, trying to do, like, the cool, like, jump onto the deck, and then actually kind of looking like a six-year-old getting out of a pool for the first time, where they do, like, the swim-up thing, and then they end up, like, flopping over, and then rolling a little bit, and then standing up.
Yeah.
You see...
So descriptive.
You're not sure if it's a vampire or a human, but... It's similar levels of, like, macaroni. Not nearly as well-maintained.
Okay. Gotcha.
Similar levels of bad face paint?
No face paint. Very, like, oversized clothes. Like, the like, suit and, like, the frills and everything. But they're the wrong size. And, like, it looks like this is, like... They aren't washed very often, and they've been through it, and they're not very new. Whereas Bartholomew is, it's like pristine and perfect. This might even be just like Bartholomew's hand-me-down.
I was going to say, can I make a perception check to see if they look like they used to be parties?
It. Okay.
It's like, mending's a cantrip, my guy. It's not hard.
Well, that ain't good. That's like a 7.
You're not sure. They might just have a closet of these and like...
Standard vampire battle attire?
Yes. But our little guy is gonna come forward.
Oh, I'm gonna feel so bad killing him.
Not if I feel bad killing him first.
Don't worry, I'm here. I got this. And,
not if I feel good killing him first.
Then that's on you.
He's about 10 feet short of Greenwood. He doesn't quite, getting up from prone. Actually, he's like just still on the edge of the ship because he used most of his movement to get up onto the ship.
On the top rail.
Yep. And yeah, with that, we are going to go back to the ghost that is on Greenwood. And Greenwood, it is going to try to very gently touch your shoulder. That is a 23.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You feel your life force sucked out as you take 17 points of necrotic damage.
Ugh.
Yikes.
And, like, you know, like, when you get, like, it's so cold it burns?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is your shoulder right now. Even, like, through the armor. And then, like, there's, like, frost on the armor, and you're like, this sucks.
Well, what the hell?
My guy got freezer burned.
He did get freezer burned.
Freaking heck, dude.
Gunther, you are up.
Okay.
Get this man.
So I am 40... feet away, right? From
we're 120 and then you moved 80.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, 40 feet away.
Okay.
Get him.
That's exactly how much movement speed I have.
Nice.
So I'm going to take the 40 and go up next to
Greenwood?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's got a ghost that's touching him.
Mm-hmm.
And a vampire that's also.
That's like dueling him.
Dueling him. Okay.
And also, I want to be clear, as soon as, like, in between rounds, like, I know this is all happening at the same time, but he is, like, with the rapier down and, like, his arm out and the cloak fluttering behind him. Like, this is, imagine Kronk level of bougie, but, like, misses the mark.
Like, poor Kronk?
Yes, poor Kronk.
Okay, gotcha. A poor man's Kronk.
A poor man's Kronk.
All right, I'm going to try and, beat up this fancy pants vampire.
Okay. If he has a cloak of
beat the pants off the fancy pants.
We should get it for someone.
Beat the pants off the fancy pants.
I'm gonna beat the. So first is a bonus action.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast magic weapon.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh my.
Give myself +1 bonus to my attack rolls and damage rolls.
Cool.
So.
Awesome.
Closer. Okay. So.
Like, we can still hear you. It's just if you can talk.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Add it. Okay.
Yeah, you could also, like, pivot the mic a little bit down so it's a bit more to, like, your...
Grab it and move
it. Yeah, like, the actual, like, mic.
Oh, I think it's...
Oh, is it locked?
Well, like...
There's a little
like,
twisty on the side there. There
yeah, so if you point that at your mouth a little bit
more.
Oh,
there we go.
More.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
Okay. Look at that.
Okay, so I'm going to cast that, and then I am going to swing on this vampire.
Do it.
With my whore hammer.
Okay.
Nice.
Where is that?
Okay. We are at war.
And he gets extra attack, too, so two attacks.
Okay.
21.
21 will hit.
And 12?
12 will not hit.
Okay.
Or was that the damage?
No, that was the second attack.
Okay.
I'm going to Divining Smite the attack that did hit.
Okay.
Get him.
How does that work again? Extra damage, 2d8 for first one. Okay.
He is undead, so I think you get your extra damage, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What is it? How much is that?
It might be... I think it just increases it by d8.
Yeah, so 3d8.
3d8, and then plus per like spell slot if you when you expend it, I think.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. I'll do it just at first.
Okay.
So 3d8.
Get him.
Oh, that's 7. Oh, and I guess I should roll for damage for the attack, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want, you don't have to. It's okay.
Okay, so it's that's 7 plus the magic weapon, right? Because that gives me plus 1 for damage, too.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 on the attack. Or for the damage, mm-hmm. And then it was 7 for Divining Smite.
Perfect.
Oh.
And you know this because you are a paladin. Yeah. It using certain types of damage against it will prevent it from regenerating in between. So
Definitely yeah. Knew that already for sure. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I think that's my turn.
Okay. After Gunther is... Bartholomew, who is very mad. How dare you? I am the lord of that boat. How dare you? And he is going to turn and try to attack you. Gunther, who just come went at him. Yeah. So he is going to try to hit you with an unarmed strike first. That is a 15.
Does not hit.
Okay, you're going to try again. That is a unnatural 20.
That would hit.
Okay. Instead of causing damage, he is going to... Oh, no, he can do both. So it's going to be 7 points of bludgeoning damage, and you are now grappled.
No.
And then with his final attack, he's going to try to bite you. That is a 21.
That also hits.
Okay. So it is 7 points of piercing damage, 7 points of necrotic damage, and I'm going to need a charisma saving throw.
Plus 4 to your save.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Does Aura of Protection stack between paladins?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, it doesn't?
I thought you just say, like, the higher, if there's, like, 2 of them.
It doesn't say it in the description.
I know, like,
but I would imagine that'd be kind of broke to have that all stack.
Like, effects yeah, that's from right. the same do the source yeah. don't stack. But, like, you're different people, but it's the same class. DM says higher.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm doing a what saving?
A charisma saving throw.
And then add 4.
That is 20.
20. Okay. Good news, you're not charmed. Bad news, the necrotic damage does come off of your hit point maximum.
Okay.
Yes. So that 7 you will not be able to get back.
But I think that comes out of your aid bonus anyway, so it's kind of fake hit points regardless.
Yes. Well, I already lost all those.
But
my 10 for hit points.
As he is like biting into your neck, you see his wounds start to heal.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, damn.
So that was him. Greenwood, you are up.
All right. Well, I don't like it.
There's a vampire drinking from your boy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You probably shouldn't.
Well, I'm gonna give it to him the only way I know how. You know,
okay.
Pointy end first. How's a 15 strike you?
15 does not hit.
Well, poo. I'll roll for a second attack. How about a 15 again?
No, unfortunately, he's like using Gunther to like dodge, and you're trying so hard not to hit your friend that are your acquaintance, I guess, workplace proximity acquaintance, associate.
Workplace associate.
Yep. That you cannot get a shot in.
Okay. I guess my bonus action. Gunther, you got anything you want him to be bad at? Like, do you have any saving throws you could make him try and do?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If you were... My Sacred Flame is dexterity, at least, and does divine damage, so that would be handy.
Okay. I'm going to hex him with my bonus action.
Mm. Okay.
So I'll cast that, and he now has disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
Perfect.
And, yeah.
Cool. Rhea, you are up. You are about 50 feet away from all this.
Oh, and ability checks.
Oh, cool.
For dexterity.
All right. And if I dash, then that's my action, correct?
Yes. Okay. Unless you have an ability that lets you do that as a...
I don't see that, so...
You know, something like...
But I have two hand axes that I can throw.
You could throw some stuff.
Okay. So I think I will use my motion and move 30 feet closer.
Okay.
And then I will throw... Can I throw just one hand axe or two?
I believe if you have two attack action, if on the attack action you can do two attacks,
yes,
you could do both. Yeah.
Okay. Then I guess I will throw both hand axes.
Okay. Who are you aiming at?
There
are two ghosts. There's a maybe vampire, and then there's the guy that's drinking from your boy.
Is the hand axe going to be better at any and? More effective.
If it's not magic, the ghost might not care as much.
But also, if it's not magic, the vampires might not care as much.
Okay.
Horse apiece.
Then I guess I will attack the guy that is drinking off of Gunther.
Okay.
Okay, so that's...
Thank you.
That is a one.
I think you have to roll your d20 to hit first.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Was it one damage or was the d20 a one?
No, that was the six. Ah. I rolled it out of turn. That is a three. And then I add... I'm sorry. Like I said.
Yeah, you're good. It's... It should be down there. Oh, there should be eight. One for throwing and one for stabbing.
Yes. Okay. So it would be 11.
Okay.
To hit?
Does not hit.
Okay.
You do not hit Gunther, though. It's very close, but also it almost slides off the ship, but it's like right on the edge.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to throw my next one then. That is 24.
24. That'll hit.
Okay. So then I roll my d6.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 5 plus 5, so that's 10 damage.
Okay. Kind of just goes like, no.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Rhea?
I don't think so.
Up next, after Rhea, is Susan. Susan, there is a ghost that is rapidly approaching you.
Interesting for him. okay, I'm going to Sacred Flame the vampire currently suckling Gunther. As a note, Sacred Flame specifically says if he gets cover, he does not for Sacred Flame. So he's...
Okay, so he hiding behind Gunther doesn't...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has to roll another dexterity saving throw.
And at disadvantage.
Yep. Thanks, Lord.
Yart.
Okay, so that is a 14?
14 fails.
Cool.
So he takes 2d8 radiant damage. That's...
You're going to keep him from getting his stuff back?
That's 12 radiant.
12 radiant, okay.
You can't just suckle on my boy with no consequences.
Can't do that to me.
Yep. And then, yeah, that's action. I'm just going to scooch a little bit back still, so I'm still basically at, like, the middle mast.
Okay.
Assuming there is one.
Yeah, is there anybody else on the poop deck who's, like, seeing this and reacting?
You do see that. You do know... Kenny is currently below decks, making sure that no one steals your idea of boring a hole in, so he's currently fighting the rats below, because he is the best one to handle that with his formerly bad knee
for
his time in Matorka. Rhea, your husband now is down below him giving him backup because that's a lot for one guy to do alone. And then also one of them can run back up and like let you guys know if there's an under ocean boarding party.
Oh boy.
The rest of the crew, all of the cultists, are currently firing the weapons on the ship at Harkin's fleet. So they're trusting you guys to handle this yourselves. Any buffs you guys do might help them with that, but for the most part, you guys are kind of on your own with this.
Got it.
Like, if he starts attacking the other crew, they will respond, but for the most part, they're trying to take out as many of Harkin's ships as they can before distance gets closed.
I also appreciate combat being less complicated.
Anyway, yeah, so, Susan, you did that. Was there anything else?
No, yeah, I moved a little bit back, shot a holy fire at him, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Coming at you then is going to be a little ghosty boy. This is the terrifying one that you all saw earlier. Mm-hmm. He is looking at him. It is horrible, but also almost like cute how like small and fucked up this thing is. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, it shouldn't be cute, but it almost is.
I agree to disagree.
Yeah, I'm not really with you there, Chief.
So he's gonna come at you, Susan.
Okay. Once he gets within 10 feet of me, 10 feet of middle of the ship, my Guardian of Faith activates, so he has to make the dexterity saving throw.
That is a 7.
Alright, he takes 20 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
Ow.
Yeah. It doesn't, like, impede his movement, but it does, like, you know, swing at him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Cool. Well, he is then gonna not like that, and he's gonna come up and, like, grab your arm. And that is a 19 to hit?
19 misses.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a ghost. There's a little bit of, like, frost on, like, your shoulder guard. And he's, he's just right there up on you.
Good for him.
And then our favorite little guy is going to take his movement, see that Gunther is being suckled, and is going to charge at Greenwood. Be like, don't worry, Sir Bartholomew. I got this. Don't worry, I got this. And he is going to try to claw you. That is a 21 to hit, Greenwood.
Bro, that works.
Okay. You are now grappled, and then he is going to try to bite you.
Stop.
And that is an 18 to bite.
Hell no.
Okay. You are now being... Oh yeah, because he went for Gunther, yeah. So, but you are currently grappled.
All right.
Oh, you're grappled too?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
About to get suckled.
Tackled and grappled.
Yeah.
Tackled and grappled.
Yeah. Anyway, after him, we go back to the ghost that is on Greenwood. He is going to once again try to touch you, but on the other shoulder. That is, I think, not going to hit, but... How's a... How's it, 18?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Yep, tries. Doesn't make it. Oh, let me see if that recharges. Nope. Gunther, it is your turn. You're currently being grappled and suckled upon.
Okay.
Dude, but freaking you bonk him.
Don't have feelings for the vampire yet.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It is a risk.
Is that a saving throw we have to make?
Yeah. Only for paladins of Mittenheim.
A good thing I'm not from... Well, hold on. Shoot.
You're not from Mindheim, but you're from, like, the suburbs of Mindheim. Yeah. So, like, you're not from Milwaukee, but you're from, like, Greenfield.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I'm being grappled, so I can't swing, right? I can't attack him while I'm being grappled?
You can attack, but your movement is zero, and I believe you have disadvantage.
Okay.
Let me double check. It's been a hot minute. Oh, actually. Your speed is zero. You can't benefit from bonuses to speed. I don't see disadvantage in 5th edition, so yep. Yes, you are good.
Frickin' bonk him, dude.
You can either bonk him or you can try to break the grapple.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know one great way to break the grapple. Kill him.
Kill him.
Dude, like we always like to say, the best form of elimination is player elimination.
Absolutely.
Death is the best debuff.
I think I'm gonna repeat my last turn. I think I'm gonna recast Magic Weapon, because it was concentration, so I lost it, right?
You would roll for it.
Yeah.
So you'd have to roll against, I think it's half the damage you took, or 10, whatever is higher.
Mm-hmm.
And you took 14 points?
It's a con saving throw.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to make a con save to see if you still got it.
Oh, okay.
Constitution saving throw.
Well, it'd be two separate saves, right? Because he got hit twice?
Yes.
So it'd be two 10s.
Okay.
Yep.
For con saves.
Yeah. But you do still get the +4 on that.
Yeah, you still get the +4.
Well, it would be because the unarmed strike did deal damage, so that was 7, and then it was 14 total for the bite.
Yeah, so it took 21 all day?
Yes. Yeah. But that was on two different attacks.
Right.
So it's two 10s.
Yeah.
Right. First one was a nat 20.
Okay. So flying.
Saved.
Flying. And then...
by the bell.
The second one is a 22.
Yeah, you're good. You still got it.
So I still got them. Okay. So we're going to swing on them.
Okay.
let's see. All right. First attack... 25.
That'll hit.
Second attack. 26.
That'll also hit.
And then we're going to Divining Smite both those.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So that's two rolls of 3d8.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
18. For first Divining Smite.
Ooh.
And I forgot to roll for damage, too.
That's okay.
19 for the second Divining Smite.
Ooh.
And then rolling for damage just for the Warhammer.
Wait, what level of Divine Smite did you cast that at?
Just first.
Okay. I think you then add that 2. I don't think it's the 4d8 of just...
He Divine Smited twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because it's...
Because he's an undead as a vampire, he gets an extra d8.
Yes. So. I don't think Divine Smite is 3d8
it's
on first level.
2d8 on the first level, and then plus a d8 since he's fighting an undead.
Yeah. So 3.
Gotcha.
So 3d8 for both.
Mm-hmm.
Did you roll 3 or did you roll 4?
I rolled 3.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Never mind. We're good.
Okay. So damage... for the Warhammer is 9 and 9.
Nice.
So that is 55 total.
Including what he regenerated? Because he's been healing himself too.
Well, I'm saying no, that he
just this turn.
Oh, this
just
turn.
This turn.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Gunther dealt 55 damage to him.
I've been tracking.
Okay.
We're good.
Didn't you say radiant damage like stops that or no?
He doesn't regenerate it at the beginning of his turn, but because he drank your blood, he got some oomph back.
Okay.
Seemingly.
Illegal.
Illegal.
We'll see what wolf blood does to him, though, because vampires and wolves don't have a great track record, historically.
Turn into wolves.
Huh?
I thought vampires turn into wolves.
They can, but they don't like werewolves.
Ah, that's fair.
Copyright infringement. It's been going back centuries. It's a problem. Anything else, Gunther?
No.
Okay. After Gunther is Bartholomew, who is very mad. You have ruined his favorite coat with your bludgeoning and the blood that is now spilling out of both of you. So he's going to try to bite you again.
Uh-oh.
How dare he make you bleed your own blood?
That's my blood. Give it back.
Yeah, that is a...
blood long on the inside.
It does. That is a 23 to hit.
As team medic.
Yeah, that is.
Okay. So that is a 7 piercing, 7 necrotic, and I'm going to need another charisma saving throw.
Hold on. charisma saving throw. 24.
Okay. You still think this guy is the worst? And the fact that he is whispering sweet nothings in your ear while he does this is disturbing. Sure. He is then going to try to shiv you with his rapier. That is a 10.
Does not hit.
Okay. He's going to try to like reposition a little bit and do it again. That is a 24.
That hits.
Okay, that is 8 points piercing damage. Okay. And yeah, so that is Bartholomew's turn. After him, it is Greenwood. Greenwood, you are currently grappled.
All right. Is there an advantage to flanking Barty?
Yeah, we can do flanking. Yeah, flanking is a thing that I run.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to misty step behind Bartholomew.
Oh, you're just... Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm going to get out of the grapple by just not being there.
Fair.
And then I'm going to swing on Bartholomew.
Okay.
I'm going to use a different dice because that one's been not great.
Nah, use the bad one.
I don't want to do that. Well, that's a 6 again, so 15.
Does not hit.
Good lord. How about 21? Does that hit?
21 will hit.
Okay.
I really hope so.
Cool. So this time I'm going to follow suit of my fellow brother in Ulrich and pump a Divine Smite in.
Smart.
So it's going to be, I'm going to do it at second level, so it's going to be 48 of radiant damage. Wow. A couple of ones. So 14 radiant damage.
Okay.
And then 36 plus 5. 2 cold damage and 11 slashing damage.
Okay, let me double check if this triggers because you did deal radiant damage this turn. As you hit it, it turns into mist and begins floating away on the breeze.
It being Bartholomew?
It being Bartholomew.
Well, what the heck? Hit the mist. Pew pew the mist.
Bonk the mist.
Well, plus I'm no longer grappled.
That's what happened when they killed the last vampire lord, right?
Yeah, I think typically...
They just like float back to their coffins?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's got to be a better way.
Hit the mist.
So the mist is able to travel.
Quick, dump some holy water on it.
Here's your speed for mist. It's not instantly gone, but it is moving quickly. Or it will be on its turn. Anything else, Greenwood?
No, that's going to do it.
Okay. Cool. After Greenwood... It is Rhea, it is your turn.
Right. I'm going to close the gap.
Okay. On to who? On the ghost by Susan.
Nice.
On the other ghost. Bartholomew is a cloud, or the other guy is currently confused on where his grapple target has gone. Big cross-eyed blinking is happening.
How close is Susan?
Susan, I think you...
I think at this point I'm 30 feet away.
Well, because you dashed and then you moved. So you moved 90. You're actually a little bit past Susan because Susan's about...
Yeah, I'm dead middle of like the ship right now.
Yeah,
so I should be okay. I was going
to... You're about halfway between them and Susan.
Yeah. I was going to scoot over to you guys anyway, so...
Okay. Are you okay against the ghost?
I think I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Then there's one other ghost and there's that scary dude.
The ghost was the scary dude. So the scary ghost that tried to frighten you guys and failed miserably...
Is misted.
Is over by Susan.
Oh, okay.
The other ghost that is, like, up on Greenwood and Gunther is still there. And then there's... Formerly grappling Greenwood is a... Probably vampire that is blinking in confusion.
Okay. And is he's not close enough that I can...
At 30 feet, you could go to either. Okay. Either, you could either go help Susan or you could attack.
But I can't flank, correct?
You could probably position because, like, Greenwood had flanked, so, like, you can probably squeeze in there on the other side, yeah.
Okay. Then I will do that.
Okay. Cool.
And then that gives me advantage?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So now I get to use my battle axe,
mm-hmm.
which I'm a fan of.
And which, who are you attacking?
Is there one that's more damaged?
No, I don't think you guys have dealt any damage to either of these guys yet.
Nope.
Okay. Then I guess I will... And who's the one that keeps biting?
That was Bartholomew, who is now a cloud.
Gone. Okay. Then I guess I'll go with the... I guess I'll go with the ghost.
Okay.
So, first attack is... Oh, I just noticed that there's a liquid inside that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That is a 21.
Okay. That'll hit.
Yay. Oops. That is 7 damage.
7 damage. And what kind of damage?
That is slashing.
Okay.
Oh, can I pick up my... Can I have picked up my 2 battle? Or my 2,
That... So the one dropped to the ground, the other one you would have to, like, run to the edge and we'll pick up.
Okay. Is that a possibility or no? Can I do that next turn?
Next turn, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you don't quite have the movement to get there.
That's fair. Next is 25 to hit.
That will hit.
And... 9 damage.
Okay. As you're hitting it with your axe, you're noticing it's not, because the ghost is incorporeal, it's not really doing as much as you feel like it should.
Okay.
Like your axe goes through it and it kind of like dissipates like smoke and then it kind of like comes back together.
Okay.
So it seems like it's doing something, but maybe not as much as you
okay.
would have hoped. Is there anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Susan, you are up. What would you like to do?
Yeah. I'm going to cast Word of Radiance. So a little, like, burst of holy energy sort of, like, you know, like, surrounds me, and the ghost needs to make a constitution saving throw.
That is an 8.
Okay. He takes 2d6 radiant damage.
Not radiant damage. Not our little guy.
Oh, that's a d... Is this... Oh, that is a d6. That's interesting. That's 7 radiant damage.
Okay.
And then I'm actually just going to sort of like let the, not really care about the ghost as much, and just move 20 feet closer to the
okay.
prow.
It will get an opportunity attack again.
Yep, that's okay with me.
That is a 15.
15 does not hit.
Cool. So yeah, you just start running over to the gang.
Yep.
Cool. So you are 30 feet closer.
I'm 20 feet closer. My movement speed is 20. Because I'm wearing armor.
Yes. Okay, after Susan, we have the ghost that was attacking you, which is going to...
It has to make another dexterity saving throw, because it's within the... It starts its turn within the Guardian of Hazora.
Uh-huh. That is... Oh, so you said dex?
Yep.
That is a 12.
It takes another 20 points of radiant damage.
Oof, it's not looking good. It is going to kind of limp its way out. And Rhea, it's headed for you.
Okay.
Rhea does a... That's a crit fail. It trips on nothing, which is impressive because it's a ghost and it is now prone.
It trips on ghost nothing.
Trips on its own leg.
There's probably something in, like, the ethereal plane.
Yeah, the guardian of faith.
Yes, that it thought was there, and it tried to avoid it, but doing that made it trip, and then it wasn't actually there because in the other... It
has a little ghost chihuahua that it tripped on.
Yeah, for sure. And then our little guy is coming in, and he's just going to look at the cloud and be like, I will avenge you, Bartholomew. Don't worry. I got this. I got this. Yeah, I got this. And he's going to turn to... I guess Gunther, you're right there. Because you booped to the other side.
Yeah, I did.
So Gunther, he's going to come at you with his claws.
Come at me.
That is a 21 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. He's going to grapple you instead of dealing damage, because he can only do that. And he's going to try to bite you, which is a 23.
That hits.
Okay. So it's going to be 6 points of piercing damage and 7 of necrotic. And you're, once again, your hit points cannot, you cannot regain those 7 hit points. So you are at, I think.
You've lost 21.
21 non-regenerable hit points.
Okay.
And go ahead and make that concentration check.
So no, because that was a Bartholomew thing. This guy is not as high level of a vampire, so he is not able to just charm you by drinking your blood.
Well, no, still... concentration check on magic weapon.
Yes.
Oh, right. That was for what?
Constitution.
Yeah, it's con plus 4.
He is still whispering sweet nothings in your ear because he thinks that that's what vampires do. He does not understand that there is a point behind it, that Bartholomew was actually doing something. He just...
Ew.
Yeah, it's...
That would be a 10.
I like this guy less and less.
Cute and terrifying at the same time.
Ew.
I think 10 is the DC, so...
Yeah.
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 Then did you add 4?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like that's... all the things.
Okay. Actually, no, this one, it would have been a
little...
No, it's halved, yeah. Yeah, forget it's halved. Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
But he's just this entire time, he's just whispering about how buff you are.
Ooh.
And it's kind of flattering, but it's really gross at the same time.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm very conflicted over
no.
Here.
No.
The ghost that's up on you guys is up next. He's going to turn to... Yeah, he's going to turn to Greenwood.
No, oh, okay.
Greenwood, that's a 24?
Yeah.
That is another 17 points of necrotic damage.
Good lord.
Ooh, and that's a 6. And then after our ghosty boy, it is Gunther. It is your turn. You're currently grappled by a really creepy, probably vampire.
Okay. I think. Okay. I'm going to be very brave and cast a spell other than Divining Smite.
Oh, my God.
No.
This is crazy.
You can do that?
I think I'm going to cast Crusader's Mantle.
Okay.
Oh, actually, wait. Who's within 30 feet of me? I think, right? He is?
I think, yeah, is
I think we all are. Right?
Within 30 feet?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, because Rhea got closed the gap. Mm-hmm. Susan.
I'm 10 feet away from that.
10 feet.
Yes.
That's okay. Fine.
Okay.
So Susan's the only one you wouldn't hit. Because she moved 20 feet from 60 feet, so she's 40 feet up.
Oh, okay. Well, even still. So I will cast that, so. It's an aura within 30 feet of me, weapon, let's see, they deal an extra 1d4 radiant damage when it hits with a weapon attack, or when anybody hits with a weapon attack. So, I'm going to do that.
Sick.
Sick.
I'm sorry, was that plus 4 or plus
1d4?
Yeah.
I don't make weapon attacks anyway, so it's moot point.
Yeah, I guess not, right? And then, so that was an action... So I can't attack.
What do you have your bonus actions?
Yeah.
A free action.
Movement.
Well, you're grappled.
Yeah. Can I do anything against the grappling?
That would be an action to try to break the grapple.
Okay.
Unless you have like a bonus action thing that lets you like a misty step.
Gotcha. I don't have...
Yeah, so I think that's a vengeance like order spell, which, yeah. That's why Gregor has it, but...
Oh, that's also concentration. I actually just don't have anything else to do, so okay. I'll pass.
After Gunther, the cloud is going to speedily drift off the side of the ship and over the water.
Okay.
And
like, how speedily are we talking?
Like 30 feet.
Okay.
After that, It is Greenwood's turn.
All right.
You got a ghosty boy and this thing that has your buddy, like, arm behind the back, suckling on the throat.
Is the mist within range? Is it still within, like, 120 feet?
Yes.
Okay. Is that, like, worth doing? Like, popping the mist?
I mean, like, if it actually can kill him, then... Otherwise, he just goes back to the ship, regenerates, and then someone has to fight him again, right?
Yeah, but, like, does it kill him?
I don't know, vampire or whatever.
All right, I'm going to shoot an Ulric Blast.
Oh, there we go.
Almost slipped up there. at the mist.
Okay.
That was a 19.
A 19 would hit the mist, yes.
Okay. I gotta read. I think it's a D8. Oh, D10. Neat.
Cool.
So it'll be a D10 plus 4. 14. The big 4.
Okay. You do notice that it hits, it goes off, and there's no effect on the mist.
Well, okay. That's about what I was expecting.
It was a good try, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll make the second Eldritch Blast attack at the dude whispering sweet nothings into my boy's ear.
Cool.
Because I don't like that.
It's kind of icky.
Yeah. That's going to be a 20 to hit.
That will hit.
All right. D10 plus 4. It's going to be 11 points of force damage.
Okay.
That'll do it.
After Greenwood, it is Rhea's turn.
All right. Okay, so I'm sorry. Who do we have left?
You have a ghost that is now prone behind Susan. You have a ghost that keeps, like, poking Greenwood in the back. And you have this little guy whose name you don't know yet, who is currently grappled and suckling from Gunther.
Okay, but that's not... It's not a ghost.
It is... probably some form of vampire. It doesn't seem to be a full vampire, but it's somewhere in their hierarchy.
Spawn or something, if we were to, like,
flanking that?
I believe, yes, you were flanking.
Okay. So, can I pick up my...
You would have to leave engagement to go pick it up.
Okay. Then I guess I will leave those, and I will attack the little dude.
Okay.
All right. So that is a 22 to hit.
A 22 will hit.
Okay. And that is 7 damage, slashing damage. Oh, plus...
Plus 1d4.
The 1d4.
Nice.
That is 3 radiant damage.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm going to do it again.
Cool.
Okay, and I rolled a 19 on that, and I have a thing that says that I crit on 19s and 20s.
Okay, so that's a crit.
Okay.
Do you roll double damage?
Right.
Second crit of the session, let's go.
So that's a 3. And a 5, that's 8, plus 8 is 16 damage.
Cool.
Plus, can I roll the radiant on that too? It's on every...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's on every weapon attack.
Yep. So that's an additional 2 radiant.
I think the radiant also doubles also on a crit.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do I roll it twice?
Yeah, roll it twice.
That is a 4, so that's 6 radiant damage.
Nice.
Okay. Yay.
He kind of flinches, but keeps the grapple.
Very nice.
Anything else, Rhea?
No. Because if I go pick up the battle axes, then I can get...
opportunity attack, yes. Attack. Also, you have used your actions to attack again, and you would need grab both of them. It would take an action.
Okay, cool. Then I'm done.
Okay. Susan, you are up. There is a prone ghost behind you. There is a full ghost that is being flanked... And then there's... Oh, no, the ghost isn't being flanked. Lenny's being flanked, and the ghost is just there.
Yeah, I'm going to attack the vampire whose name I don't know is Lenny.
Yep.
But yeah, he'll just have to make another dexterity saving throw, so I'll Sacred Flame him.
That is a 17.
17 fails.
No.
Yeah, my DC is 18. So, he takes some more radiant damage, which is his favorite type of damage to take.
I'm sure it is. It's like strawberry ice cream to these guys.
Yeah. Alright, that is 8 radiant damage.
Nice.
And then I will actually move a little bit closer to Rhea's axes so I can pick him up since I don't need to be in melee.
So there's one that's like right in the middle of everyone, and there's one that's like on the edge of the ship.
I'm going to go get towards the far one.
Cool.
Thank you, Susan.
Sure.
Very nice.
Here to help.
Okay. After Susan is the prone ghost who's going to pick himself up. Yep. And is going to charge in to Rhea and is going to kind of boop you in the back. And that is a 16 to hit.
16 is my armor class, so.
Okay, so it does not hit. Cool. And then our little vampire dude is going to come, or he's going to try to bite you again. Gunther. That is a 10.
No.
And then he's going to try to just, like, claw at you with a 16.
Nope.
Okay. Not a great turn for Lenny. And then we're back at the beginning of the turn order with the ghost that is at Greenwood, who has his thing back. Greenwood, we need to save from you.
Okay.
Actually, going to boop over Rhea.
Okay.
I'm going to need a charisma saving throw.
Plus 4 to your save.
Thank you.
Nice.
16.
Okay. You feel this cold shudder go through your entire body and you turn around and there's just a ghost behind you. You're not loving that fact.
No.
Okay. After the ghost, Gunther, it is your turn. You are currently being grappled. You are not being suckled upon.
Thank God.
But this guy will not stop talking about your delts, and it's
dude,
so gross.
Stop.
Making me blush. okay. So we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. I'm going to swing on him.
Okay.
So I'm going to, let's see, more hammer. Oh, I don't have to make a saving throw this time for concentration.
No, because it didn't hit you.
Okay. So we're going to swing on him. Attack one. 21.
That will hit.
Attack two. 20.
That'll also hit. A nat 20?
No. Okay. So damage for the Warhammer is, first one was 8, and then 4, and then they get 2 d4, or like a d4 for each attack for radiant damage. So that's 4, and then 3. Nice. And then I'm going to Divining Smite again.
Nice.
This time I'm going to do second level.
Okay.
Which is
48.
48?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sixteen.
Sixteen.
And then gonna do it again. 15.
How would you like to kill him?
So, I'm going to just swing the Warhammer back and just take his head off.
Nice. It goes skittering across the deck.
Years from now, he's going to invent a little game known as baseball.
The eyes are still... Actually, the eyes uncrossed for the first time in this entire...
Yep. Nice.
Yikes.
You're so good with that Warhammer. Wait, can't wait until you get another 39,999.
They're coming. Let's see. And then... I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
After Gunther Greenwood, it is your turn. There is Faraway Mist. There is a ghost on Rhea, and there is another ghost that is also on Rhea.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the contentious option and attack the ghost that's on Rhea.
Cool.
Is there one that's more beat up than the other?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to attack the beat up one with my sword. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 26 to hit.
That will hit.
All right. I'm also going to pump a Divine Smite into this for the first level. We're going to be looking at 14 slashing, 1 cold, and 11 radiant.
How'd you like to kill it?
Cut it right in half.
Okay.
Nice.
It does vanish into like mist as you do it, but it, like, for like the second before it like implodes, it looks really cool.
Okay.
It's kind of like the dry ice effect. When
oh,
it hits,
hell yeah.
But like you slice through it and then dry ice.
Nice. I'd like to attack the second ghost that's on Rhea.
Absolutely.
With my second attack.
Get him.
How's a 20 strike your fancy?
A 20 will hit.
Okay. This one I'm not going to Divine Smite, but he is going to get 11 slashing and 3 cold.
Okay.
Plus you get 1d4 for radiant damage.
Do I?
Yeah, because you're in my
Crusader's Mantle.
You're in my Crusader's Mantle.
Look at
you
that.
You get an extra.
Okay, so that's going to be another 2 radiant damage.
Okay. After Greenwood, Rhea, you are up. There is a ghost on you.
All right.
That tried to possess you and did not succeed.
We're not liking that. Okay, so I'm going to attack that. Oh. I'm still flanking, right?
I would say, yeah, because Greenwood came to help you. So, yeah, it would be in the middle between you guys.
Okay, so that is 19.
Okay. That'll hit.
Yay. That is 12 slashing damage.
Okay.
And 4 radiant damage.
Cool.
For my first, my second... is, oh, I got a 19 again, so that's a critical again.
Nice.
So that is, I roll twice. So that is 5 slashing damage. No, I'm sorry, 5 plus 8 is 13. 1, 2. And 4 radiant.
Okay. Still up, not looking happy. Anything else, Rhea?
I don't think so.
Okay. And after Rhea is Susan.
Would it be an action to pick up?
Picking up one is a free action.
Okay.
Picking up both is a full action.
Okay.
You get like one free object interaction.
Yeah, I'll go pick up, just run over, pick up the one that's like about to fall over the edge. That's fine. And then I'll Sacred Flame the ghost again. So here's okay. Make another dexterity saving throw.
That is a 19.
A 19 will succeed. So, he's fine.
Cool. Yeah, we are back at the beginning of the turn order with our little ghosty friend. Rhea, he's going to try to boop you again. Because he can do that. That is a 21 to hit.
That does hit.
Is 17 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
And then we are on to Gunther.
I'm gonna go bonk him.
Okay. You don't have to, though. Like, you could do something else.
No, I want to bonk him.
First, I love that.
First attack, nat 20.
Okay.
Shh. You really wanted to bonk
Put the Divine Smite in there. Double up that radiant damage,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, boy.
Second attack. 17.
17, okay. 17 will hit.
Okay. So then, damage for the critical, that's, how does that go? Like,
so
crit damage?
If you cast it on the crit, you would roll double the dice for every dice involved in that attack. So you would be rolling double your normal attack dice and then also double your smite dice.
Okay.
And double your Crusader's Mantle dice.
Yes. Right. So it is recommended.
Yeah.
That you would do it on the smite. You don't have to. I don't know how many spell slots you have, but...
I don't have many left, but we're going to...
What are we doing after this?
Yeah. we're going to...
This is this is it.
Maybe.
We're right. Bonking ghosts.
Until the second boarding party. Bartholomew the Fourth.
Impossible.
Inconceivable.
Okay, so damage for the critted, the crit. Mm-hmm. That's 9... And 8. So that's 17 for the...
Is that...
Crit so I rolled twice.
Yes.
For the Warhammer damage.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For the crit. And then we'll Divine Smite.
Okay.
For that one.
What level?
You're going to kill him if you put the 1 in.
Yeah.
If you just basic...
Yeah. I'll just do 1 then. I'll do first level. So that's 3... 3d8.
That'd be 68 now.
68. Boom. That is 23. And then also, there's the d4 from...
Which is also doubled.
So 2d4.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Hey.
How would you like to kill
Points
him?
On the board.
This is a ghost.
This is a ghost.
I think I'm just gonna do just a real big, just overhand, just go right down the middle.
Nice.
Just gonna like go through it, and it's going.
Yeah. It's Once again, like as you swipe down through it, it kind of like furls away like smoke,
mm-hmm.
and then just kind of like both sides of it, like you cleave like right down the middle, and then both sides kind of like hit the deck and like spill out,
Dude,
and then vanish.
Circular.
Yeah.
Nice.
You get the idea.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay. So you guys have stopped this entire boarding party. There is a little longboat next to you guys. The rest of the crew is firing like crazy. Golgot hasn't taken too many shots while you've been doing this. But yeah.
And realistically, it's been like 30 seconds.
Maybe a little longer than that. But yeah it's
that's
been...
five turns. So.
Those vampires are fast.
You said there's a longboat right next to the
yes.
ship that they all climbed out of?
Yes.
Okay, well, I put a couple of Eldritch Blasts into the bottom of it to try and sink
it.
We don't need that sinking ship.
Nice.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, I think that is where we're going to end this episode. Thank you guys.
Right
for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you to our patrons, many of whom are in this room.
Woo!
And those that are not in this
room. Tree.
You're with us in spirit.
Yes.
Not in Always. Spirit like the ghost, but you know.
But also with you.
But spirit like the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
And with your spirit.
And also with you.
Just not the biting kind.
Yeah, not the biting kind.
Thank you to our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by VB Health and FanRoll.
Which button?
Random button.
Random button time.
Oh, that works.
That works out.
Yes. Cheers to you.
Fair enough.
There are links in the description.
Oh, that goes on for a while.
There we go.
You got to stop it, apparently.
Yeah, links in the description. Code word DICE at VB Health. And I think it's DICE10 at FanRoll now, but check. It's written somewhere. Yeah, I think that's about what we got.
Yeah. I guess I'll shout out to both. I got the sleep boost recently. It really helps. I've always had a horrible sleep schedule, and I have a less horrible one now. So thank you. And also, FanRoll dice are great. Got a bunch for like birthdays and holidays over the year, and it's been well-received every time. So.
Well, thank you for helping us to help you, to help them, to help us, mm-hmm. to help you.
And with your spirit.
and also with you.
And on that note, bye.
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 Goodbye, everybody.